We're up to Siman Tov Kuf Hey Aleph Sif Beis. We already mentioned there's a minhag to fast an Erev Rosh Hashanah that we discussed yesterday, and now the Ramah continues. The Ramah quotes from the earlier Rishonim, people had a minhag to fast all 10 days of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Now we discussed they wouldn't fast on Rosh Hashanah 2 days, Erev Yom Kippur and Shabbos, so they would start fasting the 4 days before. Now the Ramah gives some details of these minhagim. V'chol eilut hanios ein sarech lahashlim. You don't have to complete the tainus till the end of the day. The minhag is they fast until after mincha. Some do after mincha katana, and some do after mincha gedola. Oh, the Mishnah Berurah mentions that they would say anenu in their mincha. Oh, then the Ramah adds on. V'ein korin vayichal. I feel Erev Rosh Hashanah. Even though, let's say everyone's fasting, you don't say vayichal, because it's not a real tainis tzibur. Even, it's a minhag that people fast, but it's not a real tainis tzibur, which has the rules of saying the changing the laning and saying vayichal. Oh, similarly at mincha, on a fast day, so we say Birkas Kohanim at mincha, Elkeinu Bokei Avoseinu. So the Mishnah Berurah says you don't do that because it's not a tiny seva. Even if everyone in the shul is fasting. Oh. Now, let's say you're fasting on during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva or an Erev Rosh Hashanah. V'imchal beris mila be'erev Rosh Hashanah yicholim lechol. Of course, you can eat. And who can eat? So the Balei HaBris can eat, and also anyone who comes to the Suda are allowed to eat. Then the Ramah quotes an interesting minhag. Let's say you are fasting in Erev Rosh Hashanah. So the minhag was to get up before Alos HaShachar and eat. Why? Because of Chukos Ha'amim Hayu Noagim Lisanos Be'erev Chageihem. The Goyim had a custom that they would fast, they would fast an Erev of their Yom Tov, of their Lahavdil, their Yomim Tovim. So they would eat a lot on Yom Tov. So we don't want to copy that. And therefore, if we're going to fast Erev Rosh Hashanah, we eat before Alos to make sure that we're not starving coming into Yom Tov. Now, and nowadays, those that fast Erev Rosh Hashanah, most of them break the fast anyway before the end of the day. The Ramah says, V'yichoyin lecho b'lo t'nai achar shekei nagu. And since the Ramah says, since people know they're going to eat before Alos HaShachar, if they go to sleep the night before without making a t'nai, oh, I'm going to get up tomorrow, then they can eat when they wake up without making a t'nai. We learned this already. When a person goes to sleep the night before a fast, we assume his intention is not to eat early in the morning, unless he says, I'm going to get up early in the morning to eat. And that's like making a t'nai. So here, since the common practice is to get up to eat because of this minhag of the goyim, to avoid that minhag, you can get up and eat without a t'nai. The Mishnah Berurah says nowadays the minhag is people don't eat; they just have some tea or coffee. He says coffee or tea before they go to shul. But again, what that means is that if you're going to shul before Alos HaShachar, assuming you're fasting an Erev Rosh Hashanah. Oh, Sif Gimel. Ei noflim al pneim be'erev Rosh Hashanah b'tfila. You don't say tachanun an Erev Rosh Hashanah. Why? Like the other Yom Tovim. And any Erev Yom Tov, you don't say tachanun even at Shachris. But the Mishnah Berurah Shulchan Aruch says, Afal pisa noflim al pneim be'ashmores b'slichos. Even though you said tachanun, when you said slichos, you know, the Be'ashmoras, you know, late in the night before Alos HaShachar. Now, nowadays, we often say Slichos when it's already daytime, either right before Alos or after Alos. And the Mishnah Berurah says that even if the Slichos goes until the daytime after Alos, you still say Tachanun. So the Tachanun that's part of Slichos, you do say. But then you don't say Tachanun again a half hour later when you're saying the regular Shachris. and it's time for Tachanun, you would not say Tachanun there. Very, very interesting halacha. And then the Shulchan Aruch concludes, V'ein Togin V'erev Rosh Hashanah. You don't blow shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah, even though we blew shofar for the all of Elul, we don't blow shofar then. Why? So the Mishnah brings two reasons. One is to separate from the tzkios that are a rishus, a minhag, and tzkios of a chova. A Jew is supposed to be aware what's a real halacha, what's a minhag. So to show that what happened during Elul was only a minhag, we stop, and then we have tzkiyah shofar and Rosh Hashanah itself. The second reason is k'dei l'arbeiv ha-satan, to confuse the satan. Maybe he thinks Rosh Hashanah is not going to come, he's not sure, he doesn't hear what's happening, and therefore we don't blow shofar erev Rosh Hashanah. Well, there's a discussion whether the Baal Tokeya can practice blowing shofar erev Rosh Hashanah. Some say he can, some say he can't. And the Mishnah Berurah says that if he practices inside a room, a closed room, then it's mut. Oh, Sif Dalet, mechapsin and mistapin be'erev Rosh Hashanah. We wash our clothes and we take haircuts before Rosh Hashanah. And the Mishnah Berurah says we also wear nice clothing. You don't wear extravagant clothing. Back then, silk was the extravagant clothing, but you wear nice clothing. The language is begodim levanim noim, nice clothing, that on for Rosh Hashanah. Why? Why do we do this? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes Kahar Rosh Hashanah betuchim bechazdo yisparach shotzi gaserek mishpatenu. We're confident in Hashem that He'll give us a good din. What this means is that if you do tshuva, we're confident Hashem is merciful and He'll give us a good din. So a Jew is supposed to head into Rosh Hashanah with confidence. But the tefillah is serious and should be heavy-headed, shintaf kalus rosh. With that combination of serious tefillah and tshuva, we can have confidence that Hashem will forgive us and give us a good din. And that's why you dress up nicely on Rosh Hashanah. Oh, the Rama says, V'yesh no'agim litbol be'erev Rosh Hashanah b'shum keri. Many have a custom to go to the mikvah on Erev Rosh Hashanah. If you can't go to the mikvah for some reason, so the Mishnah Berurah says you can be shofech nine kabim al gufo. Nowadays, if a person takes a shower for a few minutes, that's a way of fulfilling the idea of nine kabim. Oh. And finally, the Rama concludes, V'yesh mekom ha-shenogim leiluch al ha-kvaros. Laharbos shah betrinos v'nosnim tzedakah la'anim. Erev Rosh Hashanah, you want extra zechuyos. People go to the Beis HaKvaros and they dive into Hashem. The Mishnah Berurah emphasizes, you don't dive into the Mesim, you dive into Hashem in the zechus of the tzaddikim who are buried there, that you should be zochah to a good din. And part of it, of course, is to giving tzedakah, u'tshuvo tfilu tzedakah, ma'virin es roa ha'gezer. So this is how one gets ready for Rosh Hashanah, more tshuva and more tefillah, and also with the confidence that with the tshuva and the serious davening, Hashem will give us a good din, and that's why we dress up in nice clothing, and we're not morose entering Rosh Hashanah.